Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. What's a big dog's favorite pastry?
I don't know. What is a big dog's favorite pastry?
A Great Danish.
No.
Yes, it is.
As you can see,
okay. What we is need help. Pastry?
We need help. Dog biscuits. We need help.
That works.
With you with our jokes, okay? Because Dayton's talking about Great Danishes.
There's only two kind of pastries.
Okay.
Danish and donuts.
Okay.
And
that's not true. Please don't.
Dog biscuits aren't Danish.
Now it's time for this week's big word of the week, which Dayton also has for us this week.
The big word of the week is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. And this big word of the week is mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
It is spelled M-E-L-I-F-L-U-O-U-S.
Wow. So.
And it means sweet or musical, pleasant to hear. Of a voice or words.
Wait, of a voice or words?
Okay, Easy. What is something that is mellifluous to you?
Music. Carlos Santana. Yep. Listen to that. That's
some saucy stuff right there.
Okay.
That came out of Easy's book.
See, listen, did you hear that? That's...
Here at Brothers Bro Institute, we have some saucy, mellifluous music.
Yeah. It's just breaking down the door. Okay.
Stop.
And now it's time for this week... You'll understand that later. Now it's time for this week's African-American war hero. Kathy Williams is this week's African-American war hero. On November 15th, 1866, Kathy Williams enlisted in the Army using the name William Kathy. She informed her recruiting officer that she was a 22-year-old cook. He described her as 5'9 with black eyes, black hair, and black complexion. An Army surgeon examined Kathy and determined the recruit was fit for duty, thus sealing her fate in history as the first documented African-American woman to enlist in the Army, even though U.S. Army regulations forbade the enlist of women.
So she's like that Mulan lady from the movie? You never seen that movie?
What movie? Can you explain it? Because I actually don't know.
So, it's this lady, and she sneaks into, a war place, and then, their whole team is, doo-doo, and then she,
excuse my friend.
She, completes all of the tasks, and then, their team becomes better. Yeah. So it's pretty much a woman that joined the Army.
Wow.
When they weren't supposed to.
So, same thing she did. And she helped them.
She just put her hair up in a ponytail.
Don't know what that did, but okay. Now it's time, of course, for this week's Dayton Words of Wisdom from the African proverb. Dayton?
Easy, give me my book.
Here you go.
Thank you,
Scrum. Now it's time for this week's African proverb.
That's the pages. The African proverb is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Okay. Okay, Jimmy. Pull this page right here. You see that? Enchante. Wisdom does not come overnight.
Wow. That was a lot of stuff for, five words. So, Dayton, I'm going to ask you, since you studied this...
Put my book back, scrub.
This quote so freaking... studiously, what does it mean?
So when you're sleeping at night, wisdom does not come to you. I just switched the words around. You see it?
I think it means wisdom takes time.
Oh!
And time takes wisdom.
Oh, you just reverse the whole thing.
Whenever you say that, you sound smart. Just reverse stuff and you sound smart. So that's what I do.
Okay.
And now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is Daughter of a Daughter of a Queen. This is a novel by Sarah Bird. And it is about Kathy Williams and her experiences in the, in in the army, which he joined by acting like a dude. So, yeah.
A dude.
However, the book is very long. It's like 536 pages. So.
Cool, dude.
Might want to split it up. Happy summer. I don't know.
Okay, and this... Okay, so if I have to sound smart right now.
Yeah.
That is a queen of a daughter of a sister. Do I sound smart? Send us in an email at brothersisbro@outlook.com.
The title of the book is a daughter of a daughter of a queen.
So yeah, you said a queen sister. Of a daughter of a daughter.
Okay, we'll talk about this later.
I know, I had to try to switch it around.
Now it's time for this week's tech fact. You ready?
No.
Okay. In early 1999, Google's founders decided to sell it for $1 million to excite CEO, but they refused it. So, yeah. Now it's not good because they could have bought that company for $1 million that is now worth a lot of money.
Like $1 trillion. That was a guess.
Please don't quote us on that. Please do not quote us on that.
Bro versus bro. That was like $1 trillion.
Oh, but you guys know. It's getting to the stretch of the podcast. You know what time it is, right?
It's time to break down the door.
No, not yet. You know what time it is, right?
Or down the door break.
You know what time it is, right?
What?
It's time for this Ranrax kindness. A quote.
Doesn't that mean you pull it out of
Easy's
the book?
Fresh book of stuff Easy says. Are you ready this?
Why can't I have a fresh
book? Are you ready for this?
I want to have a fresh book.
My publisher, he didn't even have to edit anything, okay?
What about the illustrator?
There is no illustrator.
You can't read. You only use pictures.
You ready?
No.
Turn each page individually. Count them all. Page 49.
Right? Wasn't he on page 49 yesterday?
It's on page 60.
Like last week you were on page 49.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're really getting page lucky 49, with the nines.
Go down 12 lines.
That's not even 12 lines.
12 lines. What do you read? Three things in human
and
life
I struck
are important.
Out.
The first is to be kind.
Amen, brother.
The second is to be kind.
Get some.
And the third. Oh, the third.
Yes.
Three is the magic number.
No, it's not.
The third is to be kind.
Got him!
That is a quote from... Easy stuff of book Easy says.
Well, get some.
That is how we end our podcast. I know you guys are thinking so deep that you think you're in the ocean, but
oh, that was a good one.
That's also on page 78. But anyway,
you mean 79? Can you just stay on the nine? So yeah, 79.
78.
No, 79. So,
look at this book while I close out the podcast, sir.
This is the Derek Jeter book.
Now it's time. For us to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Obviously, your boy Carlos Santana breaking down the door. And, you know, our producer / director, BL, so.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, PD. And Easy's trusty book.
Yep, my trusty book. See you guys. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like my mom always says. Stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts.
Don't forget to trust Easy's book. Goodbye, folks.
This is Bro versus Bro, and like Easy always says, the next episode is too close to be far away.